One of the worst things that have bedeviled the church today is the force of religion. So we are choked by activities, all kinds of activities. But there is no transformation, there is no impact on ground. Because we were not showed where to begin. There is a place where every man begins his journey in God. And if you just stumble into the race, you may find yourself running in cycles and circles, and your life will not transform to meaning, to not translate to relevance. Because the things we do, they have their roots in the spirit. You see, Pastor Bernard was trying to bring us an emphasis while he was expounding on the word of the Lord. And he said something striking. The very place where you go to pray in tongues for 10 hours is the same location where they come to carry out enchantments. Meanwhile, it is impossible for light and darkness to cohabit. If what you are doing is truly light, the moment they come to the vicinity of your operation, everything they do is supposed to shut down. That you are doing all you are doing and they still have results and there is potency in what they are doing is a statement that what you are doing is not striking a chord in the realm where it matters. The worst thing that can happen to you is to master how to do spiritual activities and not make contact with essence and life. If you lose touch with Zion, you are lost. It doesn't matter what you proclaim on earth. If you lose touch with Zion, you are lost. The reason marriage is a great mystery is because our union with Christ is the only basis where we can walk in immortality. We become one with Him. And that begins from now. That's what the church is. But there are a lot of people running the rat race, doing all kinds of things. Even when they are speaking in tongues, they are out of the spirit. Because they have mastered how to carry out the spiritual gimmicks. They don't know that every time we are summoned to stand before God, we are making contact with hallowed entities. Every inspiration that comes to you that you think is just a thought hitting your spirit is actually a vote of life opened by a custodian in the spirit. Every time you receive an inspiration, an entity in the realm of the spirit opened a vote and you collided with reality. You thought it's an inspiration, so you don't understand the entities that you are interacting with. You don't know the beings that you have been summoned to work with as partners. If you know the angels that are walking side by side with you, every time you utter words from your mouth, you will do it with hallowedness. You will do it with humility. Because the utterances that are coming upon your lips, they were whispered to you by angels. And some of these angels have lived for aeons. They were there when the foundations of the world were sculpted. And they have worked with the people that are carrying out the assignment you came to continue. You are only part of a chain that is stretched from eternity. They whisper to the people that handed over the baton to you. You come, you think it's a function of what you want to do. You don't have understanding. If you know that the time is not long, every breath that comes upon your nostril will become an investment in eternity. Life is deeper than everything you think it is. It's not breath on your nostril. It is an investment of God upon a water vessel. That time you thought about going to pray, if you knew the angel that whispered to you, you will run to the place of prayer. If you knew how many people, how many generations before you, that angel have whispered the same thing to, in order to sustain that heritage that has been handed over to you as a custodian in your dispensation, you will not sleep for one night. The reason somebody is saying praise the Lord in Abu Saria is because many intercessors stood their ground before you came, and you have been numbered into a long chain of an ancestry of intercessors working in partnership with angels that keep the vote of prayer. But you think it's something you do out of pleasure. You don't understand that every time that you are motivated to pray, heaven have lifted its hand and rested upon you. The policies that are coming from heaven at that time is dependent on you to enact. So you think it's all about prayer. That is why you can go to the place of prayer and your goal is to be 3 hours of tongues. If you knew what reality was coming from heaven, you will understand that every time you lift your voice in prayer, you are actually instituting an immortal pillar that will stand as a memorial and a testament for the life of Jesus. Your life begins to end the day you disalign with the immortals. It doesn't matter how much breath you have in your nostril. The day you disalign with the immortals, you begin to die. You don't know what life is. They motivate people to come to church. People come to church and they array programs to excite their emotions, fertilizing demonic appetites. The same appetites you fertilize in church is the same appetite that leads them astray from Jesus.